David, for this November 23rd, first things, who's burning down the house?
It starts today. The burning down the house starts today by the Republican Party. They have been trying to light this fire. They have been giving it everything they've got, Trump et al. And folks have been holding on, including Republicans. But today in Michigan, they're going to burn down the house, it looks like. But the good news for this election is that it's okay. It's all right because Georgia certified its votes on Friday. Today, Pennsylvania will certify its votes. So if Michigan wants to burn down its house, it's free to do so because it's not going to affect the outcome of this election. It's just devastating for democracy, but we don't need to worry about this election. So it's the Republicans today in Michigan. What's going to happen?
Before you go into what's going to happen, let me just ask you, how come you're so, you know, sanguine about the overall thing? Why don't you see this as a domino that starts to topple all the way up to the Supreme Court, which says, well, if there were problems in Michigan, we were going to have to look again at Georgia and Nevada and Arizona.
You're the best. You're the perfect sidekick for this, Steve. So Georgia's already certified. Once they're certified, you're past the point of return on the Electoral College for a state. So Georgia's already certified. Pennsylvania will certify today. They're not burning down the house in that state. The reality is that the Republicans are not about to do what they're going to do in Michigan today. So they're going to certify in Pennsylvania. Arizona, the Maricopa folks, which is the key county in the state, as we talked about on yesterday, have already certified 4 Republicans. You cannot have a recount in that state unless there's within 200 votes. So there will be no recount. There's enough votes out there right now to win the presidency for Joe Biden in terms of certified votes or votes that will be certified. Michigan is not relevant to that. Now, here's what's going to happen today in Michigan, and then I'll address your question. So in Michigan today, the state canvassers are required to certify the votes of the counties. This is a ministerial or procedural decision by the State Board of Canvassers, which means they are not given discretion in whether or not they think that the county certifications are correct or not. If the counties have certified, the State Board of Canvassers has a legal obligation to certify as well. They don't get to say, you know, I think they got it wrong in Genesee County. They don't get to do that. If Genesee County certified, then they affirm that certification. All the counties in the state certified, including Wayne County. Today, though, the 4 members of the Board of Canvassers, 2 Republicans and 2 Democrats, are likely going to split with the Republicans voting not to certify. And when that happens, it's going to go to the Supreme Court in the state. This is the way the law works. It goes to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court's job legally is to require them to certify. That's what they tell them to do. Or the people who are on the canvassing board are held in contempt. They're arrested. So either they certify or they're arrested. What will happen at that moment, whether they'll certify or not, is the question that we don't really know. This is the burning down the house thing that's going to happen. Now, the fact that the canvassers are likely not going to certify for the Republicans is further triggered yesterday by one of the 2 speakers. I think this one is the Speaker of the House, Lee Chatfield, a Republican, one of the 2 who went to see the president on Friday, came back from that, issued a statement, said, hey, we haven't seen any evidence of fraud. Made everybody think that, hell, they're not going to do anything nefarious in Michigan. But what he said was, we haven't seen any evidence of fraud. Then yesterday, he went on Fox and said, you know, I think we should investigate this. So I want to play the clip of what he said yesterday on Fox, and then I'll continue through the Michigan kind of dimension.
Now, as we mentioned in the open of this segment, the Michigan State Board of Canvassers scheduled to meet on Monday. As I understand it, there are 2 Republicans and 2 Democrats on this board. Will they vote to certify, do you think? And if it's a hung jury, if it's 2-2, what happens after that?
Right. Well, I can tell you this, Pete. I'm certainly not going to interfere in that process, and I have not had a conversation with the Board of State Canvassers, and I don't intend on having a conversation with the Board of State Canvassers. But the way that we have set it up here in the state of Michigan, our state law, is that, as you mentioned, it is two Republicans and two Democrats, and they certify the election for whoever won the popular vote. Now, as you mentioned, the RNC and the MRP have both made a request to simply delay that certification for 2 weeks until there can be a full and complete audit done in Wayne County. Pete, we have 71% of the precincts in Wayne County. Their absentee ballots, books don't match what's on the rolls. And that's very concerning. That's why the legislature, we've been doing our own investigations. We've been doing our own reviews of these reports of fraud and the reports of irregularities. And I think these need to be looked into. So, Pete, as you mentioned, if there were to be a 2-2 split on the State Board of Canvassers, it would then go to the Michigan Supreme Court to determine what their response would be, what their order would be. If they didn't have an order that it be certified, well, now we have a constitutional crisis in the state of Michigan.
Lee Chatfield, Michigan House Speaker, Republican. Familiar sounding playbook. We're going to investigate. We are investigating. We have investigated, but we don't have any results of our investigation.
Right. It's so great. He said, I'm not going to interfere. I will not interfere. But I just want you to know that I think we should investigate this. And in fact, we're doing our own investigation. And let me cite some data that I know about why we should do that investigation. So the Speaker of the House doing the Trump playbook, same thing that they're trying in Georgia. We should investigate. We need to investigate. That's what needs to happen. It's all about delaying it to somehow gum up the system and create some Republican win process. So here's what happens. Let's say today at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific time, live on C-SPAN for everybody that's into this, the Michigan Board of Canvassers will convene and they will vote to certify or not. Here's why it's burning down the house, and I'm actually saying bring it on, Steve. I'm not just saying I'm not concerned. I'm saying bring it on. What happens when they vote to the two Republicans vote to not certify and we go to a 2-2 tie? Goes to the Supreme Court. The state Supreme Court is a 4-3 Republican-held state Supreme Court currently. It's going to be 4-3 Democrats starting in the new year, but it's currently 4-3 Republicans. If the Supreme Court in that state does not require, which is their legal obligation to require the canvassers to certify, if the Supreme Court follows the Republican line and says, okay, we're going to allow there to be further investigation and discussion, and we're going to delay this for a couple weeks. What's going to happen is the amount of outrage in this country from Democrats, but also from really quality Republicans, is going to be so high that it's going to absolutely blow up this process. Right now, the process is like on edge in this country, but it's moving. It's totally moving. It's going to blow it up in a way that isn't going to stop the system, which I know is your concern. Isn't going to stop it. It's going to blow it up to the negative condemnation of the Republicans and what's occurring. Trump will, of course, skate through because this is what's expected of Trump. But the carnage for the Republican Party will be so substantial, and it will impact them nationally. It'll impact them in Michigan. It'll impact them in Georgia in the Senate races. So to me, I believe that the bomb going off today, the burning down the house moment, is not going to hurt Trump, like in the long run for this. He's going to lose the presidential election. He has lost it. And he's going to skate through this in terms of just like what he does as a politician. But behind him will be this trail of damage to the Republican Party that I expect will be sizable, will be long-term, and will be never forgotten by anybody who's alive right now and paying attention.
Wow. Well, I will say that if anybody wants to listen to the whole clip or see this fellow Lee in action, he is a classic young apparatchik. He just looks like he's following what he's being told. He's a good guy with his own. You can see ambition across his eyes when he talks. Stole a little bit of his soul right there is how I'm interpreting his look. I noticed that they are still insisting on only auditing Wayne County. What is there any further, like, you know, argument that says if you're going to check, you should check every state and every county and in the whole state?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. I haven't gotten that far down into the weeds, whether they can just isolate a county. It sounds to me like they can. That's clearly what it sounds like they're doing. Like in Wisconsin, the recount for the Trump's campaign is only Milwaukee County and Dane County. The two where 70% of the Democratic vote comes to the state and where 70% of African Americans are in Milwaukee County. Can they in Michigan target only Wayne County for this investigation? I'm putting that word in quotes. It sounds like they can't do that and that they are determined to do that. And I don't think they know. I don't think they know what the hell they're getting into at this moment. They are so focused on burning down this house that they don't understand that there's not going to be a house and that they're going to pay the price. Now, Steve, if a month from now, this has created a domino effect and it's all unfolded, then I'm just moving out of the country. So, no, of course I'm not. I'm not. But it seems to me that this unfolding situation, I'm going to wrap up with this. For this to happen in Michigan, the timing for it to be devastating for Republicans is ideal right now. We already have Georgia having certified in this very, very close situation, and the tension's been built around that, but they certified. Pennsylvania, the key tipping point state, is going to certify today.
You have no doubt that there's not some last-minute machination that'll occur in Pennsylvania?
I have no doubt about it at all, because the Republican legislature, unlike those dudes in Michigan, have said they have no role in this. They have said they have no role in this. And the governor and the lieutenant governor in that state have made very, very clear the court cases have been dismissed. I have no doubt in Pennsylvania. So Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona gets Biden well over 270 are all solid. If you want to blow up Michigan now, you're doing it already. You've already lost. You're like, you've lost already, and now you're going to do something, make it even worse. So I believe it is going to happen today. I believe that Board of Canvassers is going to deadlock 2-2. We'll pick it up tomorrow. We'll assess where we're at. If they don't, we'll assess. If they do, we'll be in the middle of the unfolding conflagration. Let's get it worked.